A very good morning, dear friends. Okay, let's try that once more. Good morning, friends. All right. Well, I'd like to start with a story about a farmer who used to always win award-winning corns. He was a farmer who used to get the best farmer's award for his amazing corns or maize. Now, one of the interviewers one day interviewed him and asked him, what is the source of this, what is the source of your rewards? How is it that you always get the best farmer's award for your corns? And he said, there's just one secret behind it. And it's this, I give my best seeds to my neighbors as well. Now, the interviewer was perplexed. He started thinking, how can he give the best seeds to the other person? Because naturally, the other farmer will also be competing with him. And he said, this is how life goes. Now, if you're farmers, you know that when the wind picks up the pollen from the ripened corns, and it goes to the other fields. It keeps on swirling. So if I need my corns to be good, I should make sure that the corns of my neighbor are good. Because if they're growing inferior corns, what happens is my corns will also get degenerated due to a cross-pollination that takes place. So this was the perfect example that he gave. And this is what Jesus is telling us today. Now we find that the Pharisees wanted to put Jesus to the task. They knew the complete law. They knew that there were 10 commandments. And in the Torah, there are 613 precepts about the law. And they just wanted him to give one answer, which is the greatest. Now, Jesus was also a little cunning. He gave two instead of one. He said one is love the Lord your God, and the second is to love your neighbors. Now, there's a common joke about the 10 commandments. It goes like this. Now, God had a set of laws and commandments that he wanted to give the people all around. So he first goes to the Egyptians and he tells them, I have a group of commandments. Would you want them? And they start asking, what is it all about? And he says, it goes like this. I am the Lord your God. And they say, whoa, stop right there. Because we have got a lot of gods and we cannot just put you as a Lord and God. So we can stop it right here. Then he goes to the next group, which are the Assyrians. And he tells them the same thing. And then he starts explaining. He says, you should not steal. And when he comes to this law, they say, we cannot not do that because that is our economy. We steal and we live. So that's it. Goodbye to you. And then in the end, he comes to the Jews. And when he comes to the Jews, he gives them these laws. And they ask, the first thing that they ask is, how much? And he tells them, it's free. The laws are free. Then they say, okay, give 10. And that's how they get the 10 commandments. This is a joke that's aside. You know, I was talking with Deacon Brent, and Deacon was telling, you know, the toughest thing to say is a joke, because sometimes if it doesn't click, it's going to be the greatest tragedy of all. So before you say, tell that you're going to say a joke. It's easier that way. Now Jesus, as we know, he condensed all the 10 commandments. He made it just into two. We always like to simplify things, to make it nano. The technology that we have is also nanotechnology. We try to make everything small. And Jesus did the same thing, but he divided it. One is a vertical relationship. The second is a horizontal relationship. One is a relationship with God. The second is a relationship with people. When you combine the two, it becomes a plus sign. And the bigger the plus sign is, the greater God gives his graces for us. The bigger my relationship with God is, I have a bigger plus sign. I had watched a Thai commercial a few days back, and it really touched me. I'm sure most of you must have seen it. It's called the Thai Life Insurance commercial. Now, it goes like this. It's about a person who is going for his work. And as he walks, Suddenly, some water falls on his head. He looks up and then he looks down. He sees a pot of plant which is dead, and he takes it and places it under the water. He starts moving forward. He sees a lady who is pushing her vendor cart, and she's struggling to push it. He runs out and helps her. After he goes for work, he goes for his lunch, and when he's having lunch, he finds a dog coming beside him. He feels pity. He takes the one leg of chicken drumstick that he has, the one piece, and he gives it to the dog. When he returns from work, he reaches a place where there are two beggars, a lady and her child. And in front of the child, there is a card written for education. He takes out his purse and he places the highest note that he has. As he goes back home, he buys a group of plantains, bananas, and puts it on the door of his old neighbor. And he goes to his room. Now this event continues day by day. And the people watching this always shake their head and say that this is not right what he's doing. In the end, we find that there are a few verses that come in the commercial. It says, he gains nothing from this. He doesn't get richer. He doesn't become famous. No TVs would produce an image of him. The only thing that he gains is happiness, a group of emotions, and his feel for real love. We find that towards the end of the commercial, the girl starts going for her education. The plant blossoms into blossoms and gives out flowers. The lady starts selling things and gives more than what she has to the other people. It's all a circle of life. When I'm able to give a positive feeling to the other person, definitely the other person would also benefit from this. And this, my dear friends, are what we need to do as well. We need to make that plus sign a little more bigger so that we can give out God's graces to the other person. Let us learn to love our neighbors and through that, love God Himself.